Hello, and welcome to the next in a series of special programs we are doing for Heritage, and one particular part of Heritage in our area that is very therapeutic. It has to do with rehabilitation and more, and there are new initiatives that are happening in that regard, and we're focusing on that every week at this time during this month of September on WJTN. Our lead returning guest is Mark Smeltzer, Regional Manager of Skilled Nursing Operations at Heritage. Mr. Mark Smeltzer, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Now, highlights a little bit on where we have been in this series and where we are going to go today.
The first week, we discussed with Mary Lou Clark, our admissions director, kind of what a typical rehab scenario looks like, how to get in contact with us, what we offer. Last week with Amy Rizzuto, we talked a little bit about that short-term rehab process, what it looks like from the day you get there to the day you leave. And this week, we actually have Mark Constantino, another therapy director at Heritage Green, who's going to talk about a new program that we're working on right now to help ensure a safer and quicker transition home for everybody, and then also touch on our outpatient rehab program that's unique to Heritage Green.
Oh, Mark Constantino, let's keep all the marks properly identified here. Welcome to our show, and thanks for coming in for a while.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Two things we are going to cover in this brief program today, so let's get right on with it. First, Mark Smeltzer talked about an enhanced discharge. Put that in words that we could understand.
Sure. We've been working on enhancing our discharge process with a program that we're calling Safe Transitions. And it's just a specialized situation where we have our occupational therapists, our physical therapists, and our speech-language pathologists working with our residents just prior to their discharge home. And we are focusing on the individual areas that can help make that discharge a safe plan and helps to keep those individuals at their home successfully once they return back from our facilities.
When you see this discharge or this new protocol being worked through, tell me about the patient or patients that this might apply to. Why did they come to you in the first place?
Well, a large portion of our patients come from a planned stay. They may have an elective surgery like a hip or knee replacement. And so when we talk about going home, we make sure that we have everything situated so that transition is safe. We talk about things like having their equipment adjusted properly for home, a walker, a cane, equipment for the bathroom such as a tub bench or adjustments that may need to be made to a toilet height to keep that transfer on and off the areas of the bathroom safe. We talk about things as well for other patients, just areas such as medication management. A lot of times after having to stay at a facility, medications change, the dosage may change. So we make sure that when they go home, they can safely handle those types of changes.
Mark Constantino, we talk about it so casually in our world today, hip replacement, knee replacement. But if it's you, it's a big deal to readjust to life again with this new joint and making sure that you can do all the things at home that you want to safely. I can understand why you put such a focus on this, because even though it's thrown around, I got to get a hip replacement. You know how that happens in our culture today, because it's been so successful and so many people have had it done. But still, when it's that individual person or me or my parent or my brother or something like that, I want it done. I want the transition home to be exactly right.
Sure. You know, when they're at our facilities, they go through an intensive rehab process. It's a couple hours a day. And so when we have a patient go home, we don't want them to just to go back to sedentary type activities. We also establish things like home exercise programs so that they can go home and keep working on the things that they've built upon in our facility.
And the other thing Mark Smeltzer hinted at the beginning is there's something else new going on here in that once you get back home, I could come back and see you as my therapist right there at Heritage.
Absolutely. Again, our Safe Transition program assists the patients to return home safely. And then we talk about that continuum of care where they have the option to come back to Heritage Green as an outpatient. The benefit there is, again, they can continue to work on the exercises and the strengthening protocols that we establish on our sites with the same familiarity by assigning those patients to the therapist they worked at within our facility.
And that is an important component in this, in terms of potential success for that person settling back into their home, their life, maybe their work, anything else?
Absolutely. We hopefully already have that rapport built upon their short-term rehab stay. And then when they come back as an outpatient, we can get right into talking about how that transition went. You know, a lot of times people go home on a Thursday or Friday, and we see them back in our facility the following Monday or Tuesday, and we can immediately talk about those first few days at home and adjust any issues that may have arisen.
Mark Constantino, our time has elapsed, but I want to go back to Mark Smeltzer for just a moment. In all these issues regarding therapy and the new approach that you are taking, how could people find out more about this? Should they call you, Mark Smeltzer?
They can call our admissions department directly, call any of our facilities and ask to speak to admissions. They will either hop on the phone right away or give you a call back that same day and answer any questions that you may have.
The reason I ask that is I'm just thinking of somebody out there right now who's contemplating a joint replacement, as Mark Constantino spoke to this morning, and saying, gee, I'd like to figure out exactly what the timetable is and just ask some more questions. Yep. And just speak to admissions. Anyone at admissions at Heritage?
Yep. Mary Lou Clark, who was here our first seminar, is usually the one to call you back, but we have a whole team who can answer any questions that anybody may have.
And please join us next week for the next edition of the special series of programs related to these exciting new developments at Heritage in our area.